God's one and only voice's silence means that God is that which is indivisible. There is no place that God is not. And you can't divide God up and say that God is on this side or God is on that side. I've often said that God isn't doing anything different now than God was doing an hour ago or 100 years ago. And God isn't doing anything different now than he will be doing 1,000 years from now. God is exclusively here and now, not elsewhere, not in heaven someplace apart from us, but here, now, and indivisible. And the word indivisible is very important because that which is everywhere and cannot be separated or carved up is something that we have a great deal of difficulty in the world of the physical form experiencing and understanding. Because our world, the world of you listening here, is a world of dichotomies. It's a world of paradoxes. We divide everything up. I used to teach a course in metaphysics at the St. John's University many years ago in New York. And I used to tell my students when they came in that if you could come into the room next week with just the north pole of a magnet and no south pole, you'll get an A in the course. And you don't even have to come back. And there was never a person who could ever bring in just the north pole, because no matter how thin you sliced it, there was always its counterpart. There was always the south pole. And dichotomies are just our way of being. We divide everything in the world up. The only reason we know that something called darkness exists is because of light. If there was nothing called light, we wouldn't know anything called darkness. The only reason we have a concept called up is because we have something of its reverse called down. You've never seen a person with a front who doesn't have a back. You've never seen a person with an outside who doesn't have an inside. We divide everything. Everything is in the world of the divisible. In the Bhagavad Gita, it speaks about transcending the dichotomies, figuring out a way to get past the up-down, the male-female, the good-bad, the right-wrong, the old, the new, the alive and the dead. Everything has its dichotomy. You can always find its opposites. In fact, that's how the symbolism of language is created, through having opposites. We don't know about oneness in the physical world. Everything has its counterpart, its dichotomy, except for silence. Silence is the only experience that is the same as God. It is indivisible. You take silence, and we'll have some right now. And now let's just cut that in half. And what do we have? More silence. Let's take what we've cut in half and cut it in half again and again. And endlessly you attempt to divide into a dichotomy, silence, but you can never do it because silence is indivisible. And silence is God's one and only voice. When you go into silence, you go into the place where you make conscious contact with God, whatever it is that God means to you. You make conscious contact with that omnipotent, omniscient force in the world, that omnipresence of God. And the reason I say that it's not crowded along the extra mile is because the mile that most people are on is a very, very noisy mile. And I encourage young people to become more comfortable with silence.